Once slavery ended in the United States, millions of people went out to find a new beginning. The urban industrial poor, the southern sharecroppers, western homesteaders all came from the steady migration of African Americans from the upheavals of the Civil War. And these characters were born. It was Stagg Lee and Billy, two men who gambled late. Stagg Lee threw seven, Billy swore that he threw eight. Stagg Lee and Billy. Stagg Lee, the mythological, half-real, wily, maybe a little criminal, heart of gold, ruthless, clever, beyond clever bag of contradictions. The character who lives by his wits and his humor, beloved of the ladies, who is also part of the story of African Americans freed from slavery. Stagg Lee, the self-made black man of a fractured American dream.
My babies, when mama gets settled in, I'll send for you until.
The ghost of all the Stagg Lees in America joyfully haunts a new musical opening tomorrow night at the Wiley Theater in Dallas, Texas. And there you're hearing part of it.
I'm not far away, no, no. You're gonna be fine. Don't cry, children. Don't you cry.
The song from the opening number is all about all of the goodbyes and farewells that became the Great Migration, a journey by millions, and it reshaped what our country was and would be. Will Power is the creator of Stagg Lee. He joins us from our affiliate KERA to talk about the musical, The Great Migration, and the song that serves as his inspiration.
We're trying to explore the quest for the American dream and African-American migration. And so we're trying to tell this story from 1895 to 2015. And we're trying to tell it through different eras, through different physical styles, through different musical styles. So anytime we're in an era, like if we're in the 70s, it's all funk music, soul funk music. If we're in 1910, we're utilizing ragtime and cakewalk. And of course, it's all original music, but we're basing on the actual music of that time. I'll tell you one thing that's really interesting is that, you know, my co-composer, Justin Ellington, said one time that this piece is a blues piece, meaning that we go to those different eras and those different times where it was particularly difficult for African Americans, and the blues was at the core of it. So we're in 1910, when by that time, you know, Reconstruction had been repealed.
I gotta see you right now.
And black folks are really, really struggling. We're in 1930s during the Depression. We're in 1970s in the funk era when, you know, the hope and the idealism of the 1960s has faded. Some things have been gained for America, but now we're in the funk. We're in the settling of it. And then we go to 1980s. And of course, you know, at that time, you know, crack cocaine in the community, AIDS, you know, a lot of challenges in the community. So even though the music in the 80s is hip-hop that we're utilizing, the foundation of it is blues, the blues experience. And so when Justin told me that, we really start to pull it out. Like, what is bluesy about this era and about this time?
Does Stagg Lee speak to all those different musical styles?
I think the piece does, and I think he does. You know, Stagg Lee, he's complex. He's a bad man, and he's also the redeemer. He's a destroyer, and he's also the protector and the builder. And in my community, you know, I grew up in the Fillmore in San Francisco. There were these Stagg Lee types around. You were scared of them. You did not want to be on the wrong side of these guys. But if something was going down and you couldn't get to a phone, that's the one you would call to help you in those times of need when it got down to that. So he's an essential character, mythological figure, archetype in the African-American community. But too much Stagg Lee can get chaotic, but not enough, you're a sitting duck. So you need Stagg Lee, but you need just the right balance.
So a miracle worker who follows his own rule book.
That's right. That's exactly right. That's exactly right. And kind of rough, rugged, raw, and essential because, again, you know, I feel like African Americans have gone through so much, endured so much in America, and the only way I think we've been able to survive is to sometimes call on that powerful, staggering energy. So the character comes in different forms. Sometimes he comes as a street guy, criminal. But sometimes, for example, in the 70s, Bobby Seale, the head of the Black Panther Party, was calling himself Stagger Lee. So sometimes Stagger Lee took the guise of, an African militant, African-American militant. So it comes in different faces, but it's really kind of exploring the search for the American dream and when do you call on that Stagger Lee energy and when do you hide it and how do you balance that as you search for the dream.
What do you think the learning moment will be for white audiences that see this show and how familiar do you think African-American audiences are with the Stagger Lee mythology as you get ready to take this to big audiences?
Well, it's interesting because on one level, I feel that the piece is very specific to the African-American experience and the African-American journey and utilizing music and dance to tell that story. But at the same time, we've kind of crafted it in a universal way. So it's also the story of the immigrant. It's the story of somebody's great-grandmother who came from Ireland in the turn of the century. It's the story of someone who's a Mexican who's come over. It's that search for people who come over to America and don't have much and are trying to strive for this elusive American dream. And so I think the lesson is, you know, in my opinion, is that the American dream, for better or for worse, is attainable, but at what price? At what price? And I feel like those in the African-American community that have attained the American dream, at what price? Did it mean we had to leave the Black community? Did it mean we had to go to schools where our kids are some of the only, you know, people of color in the schools? What does it mean? Certainly for other cultural groups, you know, Jewish American, Italian American, there were sacrifices, you know, it's like, to assimilate, does that mean you change your name? Does that mean that you squash some of your cultural roots? You know, what is the sacrifice? And so we explore that in this piece. And so that's what I hope the audience is, both Black, white, Latino, everyone takes away from it. And I hope it sparks that kind of dialogue and that kind of engagement.
So with this musical, is Stagger Lee's ship finally going to come in? Is good luck coming his way?
You know, I don't want to give away too much, but I will say this again, the piece really deals with sacrifice, you know. So again, you know, things are attained to an extent, but not in the way that you would think. And that's kind of how I feel. I kind of feel like, for me, I feel really blessed to be here speaking with you today. But there's been so many people in my family, my cousins, my mother, my father, my grandparents, people that some of them didn't necessarily make it all the way. You know, but I feel like they're part of this journey. So I feel like Stagger Lee is the same thing. There's a lot of people in these principal characters' life that help push them into this place that they can try to achieve this American dream. But everyone thus far has not gotten there, but we all get there through the few. So, you know, hopefully we can expand that some as we get into the 21st century. Who knows?
Best of luck to you, Will.
Thank you so much, and thanks for having me today.
Will Powers, the creator of the musical Stagger Lee, which opens January 30th at the Wiley Theater in Dallas, Texas.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.